That was fantastic. Thanks, Diane. Really good interview. Man, so much information and just encouragement to really increase our awareness of this big issue, right? It's not going away, and it changes every year. The needs do, and probably change weekly even. So we're going to share a devotion and then just close with prayer. We're not going to take too much more time here. Our devotion is right out of Marks of Love. And this is Wednesday, March 10th. And the question here is, who cares about truth? Our reading comes from Mark 11. And as Jesus was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him, and they said to Jesus, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" And Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from man? Answer me." They discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But shall we say from man?" They were afraid of the people, for they all held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Now, the devotion's a pretty straight to the point message here. This story makes me sad. The religious leaders ask Jesus how he dares to throw the merchants out of the temple, and Jesus promises to answer if they give him an answer first. Or not? That's the question. It's a simple question, but the religious leaders can't. They're too busy calculating what the effect of their words will be. They never stop for a single moment to ask, "What is the truth?" God help us in our world today, for we far too voices are learn truth. Let us cling to the one good truth that we know, to Jesus. Then the answer becomes surprisingly simple. Yes, God sent John. Yes, God sent Jesus. In fact, God came into our world as the man Christ Jesus, who died to save us and rose to give us true, real life. And so, in this devotion tonight, there was this little statement here that we are living in a time in which, wow, it is, there are a lot of voices and there's not a lot of concern for truth. Would you agree that we're living in a time where it's hard to tell what the truth is, and why is that? Thoughts on that?
So many different voices telling us different things.
Electronics.
Yeah. Boy, so true. And if you just look on Facebook, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. It's really, there's a lot of deception that's out there, and trying to mix deceiving thoughts to try to get across a point or an agenda. So that's the world that we live in. But again, the point of this devotion is to really highlight the point that with Jesus, we know that we're always getting the truth. And so that sounds really simple, but boy, it is true. In John 14, Jesus did made a really bold statement. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." If you think about it too, the other thing I'd point out about Jesus is, did Jesus ever have a rabbi? Every rabbi had another rabbi. We don't think Jesus ever had a rabbi. He never trained under another person. And whenever Jesus did a miracle, he never ever did the miracle in someone else's name. Whenever Jesus taught in the synagogues or temples, he never quoted another rabbi. That was shocking in his time. We don't pick that up when we read the Bible, but in other words, Jesus is saying he alone is the truth. And so we know that when we hear his voice, it's real, and it's something that we can hold on to. So we'll transition to a time of prayer. Just did want to, boy, some heavy things to share with you guys, and maybe you have some things to share with me as well. Let's see. First off is I've been in contact with Becky Fisher over the last couple of days. Many of you know the Fishers, I believe. Both her parents, Dan and Luann, and her brother, they've all been diagnosed with COVID. Mom and dad are in the hospital on ventilators in Michigan. So their lives are hanging on the balance. And so she's at prayer tonight with this group. And her brother also has been diagnosed as well. And his oxygen levels are pretty low. So that's Dan and Luann Loisel. And Noah Loisel is her brother's name. So I'll share that with you. Boy, just heavy news in the Philomath community. And I know that, let's see, you know, Elaine's been subbing in school, in elementary school, and Diane was very close to C.A. Rath as a teacher in the school district. The community is really very much so just has a heavy heart. And also, it's just beautiful to see the community, too, just kind of circle around one another with hugs and support and encouragement to help this family. You know, basically, what I can share with you is that what you've read in the press release is that C.A. Rath and his wife, Mary, were found dead in their house on 19th. And there's really just an ongoing investigation. The two children have flown back. The Raths were members of Living Faith, and their church helped in a process to clean the house up after what happened, so that the two children, Andy and Tony, could come back and, you know, live and be there for a little while they kind of figure this all out. There is a GoFundMe page to help with some of the expenses. So that's out there. I would just say that. I think Diane has shared that GoFundMe site on her Facebook. I will do that soon as well. Is that right, Diane?
They've raised $48,000.
Yeah.
There's one football team and coach has done, and then Living Faith is doing a separate one. So if you prefer to stay local, you could do the Living one. Otherwise, very good.
Yep. Okay. So just want to get that out there. But sounds like things are accumulating in a great way. So yeah. So we'll pray for all those affected by that. Let's see. Also got a call from Ava. Or from Joyce Long. Some of you may remember Cameron from our church, a young man that was attending our church for some time. He has I don't know if it's a fiance or what the connection is, but that fiance has a young daughter that's 3 years old. She has a severe, severe temperature, about 106 degrees.
Oh, gosh.
This little girl, she's 3 years old. Her name's Ava. They life flighted her from Good Samaritan up to OHSU. The mom had COVID 2 weeks ago. So they're testing to see if they're trying to figure out what is causing these spikes and fevers, but her life's hanging on the edge as well. So that's hard to hear, you know, such a young age. So I would also just share with everyone tonight too that we can give great praise just for everyone who was there today at Dottie and Doug Farrell's memorial service. It's just wow, just first of all, just an honor to be a part of Dottie's life, really, and to be blessed by her presence, and then there's so many people helping out at church. What you see online, there's about forever, you know. There's about 10 hands working on everything you're seeing. It's a lot of work, and it really came across really well. So we are really excited about in-person church and the live streaming process moving forward. It's just a big praise and thanks to God for that. So, does anyone else have any prayer requests tonight to share? All right. I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we'll close with the Lord's Prayer, and we'll then part ways. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that your son was the truth. There were so many voices speaking at that time. There were the Pharisees, there were the Sadducees. There were all sorts of groups trying to direct people in the way that they should go. And Jesus cut through it all. And it was clear. Your love spoke through him. And your desire for how life should be lived came very clearly through Jesus. Lord, today we live in a similar time period where there's so many voices and so many thoughts that are grabbing our attention. And we pray for Jesus to break through, that his voice for love and concern and justice for this world would break through, and that it would energize our hearts, our hands, our heads, everything that we have to serve you in this world that and community that you've given to us. Lord, we also pray for humility as well, that as we see a lot of information that's given to us, that we would pause and really look to build awareness about what the truth is that's being presented to us. And tonight, we especially pray for the Corvallis Drop-In Center and their mission and ministry, that you would build in us a hunger and awareness to help the poor, those that are living on the edge, and to really put our hands to work. And I thank you for the backpack ministry that is doing that, for those in our congregation that seek to be a part of helping the poor and those who are on the front line that are helping with those needs. Lord, tonight we have some heavy, heavy prayer requests tonight. And we don't know the truth and actually what happened in our community. And that's okay, Lord. We know that you know. We know that you are strong enough to carry this very heavy event that happened in our community. We pray for the Rath family, for CA and for Mary, but Lord, in their death, we now pray most especially for these children, Andy and for Tony, their time here, that they would feel the love and support from this community, that they would more importantly feel your presence in their life moving forward. Lord, bless those efforts to help and support them in what they need. And then, Lord, we ask that you would carry Dan and Luann Loisel in the hospital battling for strength, for oxygen, that you would boldly give them recovery and restoration to health, and for their son Noah too in these times. Lord, I pray for peace to just come upon Becky and her family as they are distanced away from their family during a stressful time. And then finally, Lord, for little baby Ava and this high fever that she is experiencing, Lord, I pray that you would spare her life, that you would allow for recovery, and Lord, that you would be with Cameron and Cody too in this scary time for them. Lord, we give you the praise for our church and the things that are happening, and for all the hands that go to work and provide the worship services and the things that we offer to so many people. May it be a blessing to you and glorifying to you alone. Lord, tonight we are humbled and privileged to close our time off with the prayer your son taught us. Our Father
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. All right. Thank you, everyone. We went a little over. Just know we are in person this Sunday. And of course, it's live stream too. So you can tune in if you're uncomfortable or unable to be with us in live person. Also, I'd share, if you are just more comfortable sitting in your car out in the parking lot, we are going to put that transmitter on and you can do that as well. So lots of options. All right.
Thank you.
God bless you.